This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 23rd day of July, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I apologize yesterday. My internet was down. I had to do my Republic Broadcasting show on the telephone and did not have a second show on Blog Talk, but everything's back up and running the way it should be. I want to direct your attention to Dave Hodges' website, The Common Sense Show. If you haven't read his articles, you need to get caught up. Dave's doing very cutting-edge work that we all need to be paying attention to. My second hour this morning will be with Tim Spencer at 0800 Central Time, and we'll be talking about various geopolitical matters. Before we get to our special guest, prepper tip of the day. I started making a list as a young man in military intelligence at 20 years of age. I've very quickly found myself overwhelmed with so many assignments on a daily basis that I had to make a list and then check them off as the day proceeded. I continue to do so every day. I have a daily list, a weekly list, and a yearly list. And I find it helps me become a lot more productive. And when you prioritize things, you get things done in the proper order, so that the most important things are taken care of, as you work your way through the list. And for myself, speaking for myself, I find it very gratifying to work my way through the daily list or the weekly or yearly list and see these things incrementally being checked off. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is to become a list maker and prioritize those lists, and I think it will help you achieve your goals. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist who has taught astrophysics at the university level, has taught mathematics at the university level. He has become a radio talk show host and author, has written a number of excellent books. I highly recommend all his books. And we're going to talk about the matters of the day that concern Mr. Professor McCanney. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you?
I am looking forward to another warm summer day here in South Central Missouri. And I thank goodness for air conditioning.
A few weeks ago we were talking about the cold. Now we're talking about warm.
This time of year is expected to be warm. We had some very unseasonable cold weather, which nobody complained about. But it is a time of year for it to be warm, if not hot. And maybe we should talk just a little bit, Jim, about the ultraviolet index, which the common person out there on the street has never even heard of, Jim.
Right. The issue is the sun has what we call a spectrum. Like if you turn on a light in your room, the light, if you measured at every frequency, there would be an intensity of light at that frequency, and you would chart that, and this would give you a broadband of literally a chart, a graph of the intensity of light at the various frequencies coming off that light bulb or of the sun or whatever the light source. The sun, typically, we think of it as a black body, something that has heat coming out of it and basically looks like an iron. Say you heated up your iron that you iron clothes with, you plugged it into the wall. Your dog can see that at night. If the room were dark, your dog would actually see it in the infrared. But if you heated that iron up to about 6,000 degrees centigrade, it would glow the same color as the sun.
Really?
So the sun we consider to be a black body. It's a term. It's a physics term. It's not that it's black. It's just giving off a heat spectrum that's characteristic of something that's warm. But the problem is that the sun does not give off a pure black body spectrum. It has other components, which scientists just tend to ignore. And what's going on right now is we're getting a lot more X-rays, a lot more UV from the sun than is typical, and certainly it's atypical of a black body. So the concept that the sun's heat comes from its core, radiates outwards, is just so phony baloney. I constantly see this, and I constantly seeing it being referred to in science. There's a myth that the Earth has a warm core, and somehow that drives our magnetic field. That was just in, I think, the May issue of Discover magazine. That was the cover issue. Just complete phony baloney. But the issue with the sun is it's producing a lot more UV radiation than it should be and that it normally does. So at any rate, that UV radiation is normally blocked up in the upper atmosphere, but since there's a lot more of it, a lot more of it is getting through down to where we are. So even on a cloudy day, you can get a burn.
Well, Jim, I don't know. You may have an idea when the ultraviolet index was created. Originally 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. And at some point, and I don't know when either, 10 or 15 years ago, they changed the ultraviolet index to go from 1 to, I believe, 15, with 15 being the highest. My understanding is once the ultraviolet index is around 8s and 9s, you can get a sunburn through your clothing, through a lightweight shirt, for example, and of course gets worse as it gets higher. Your response, please.
Well, yeah, the like the earthquake index, they had to change it to accommodate new activity. But if it's a sunny day, if you look at the weather report and it has a bright sun on it, then you should not be out in that sun through midday from 10 in the morning to about 2 in the afternoon. As the early morning and the afternoon occur, you have a lot more atmosphere. The sun's rays are passing through a lot more atmosphere, so you're getting a lot less of it. And especially if you live in a place like, say, Denver or up in the mountains, you're going to get a lot more.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We have a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of July. If you need the best holsters possible, you need to go to Cover 6 Gear. I know a lot of people are getting into the open carry paradigm. I personally don't do that in public, but if that's your choice, I certainly respect it. And if you want to do that, the outside-to-waistband Kydex holster from Cover 6 Gear is probably an option you want to look at. You also want to look at, of course, the hybrid holsters. Highest quality, handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen hybrid holster with a very thick, heavy-duty leather and the Kydex shell that goes on it. You can get all the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. If you don't want to give out your credit card over the Internet, and a lot of people choose not to do that, the toll-free order line for Cover 6 Gear products is 877-373-6660. I say again, 877-373-6660. We're visiting with Professor James McCain this morning. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. The short version is jmccsci.com. And, Jim, you've got several books you've written. I don't know what the count is. Is it 8 or 10 books that are available at your website for sale?
I believe it's 8 at this point.
Okay,
actually lose count myself. But, yeah, there's the books were written with the long-term plan in mind. And you were talking about lists earlier in the show. And I was going to mention also a technique. One thing is to have lists, but you have to have a list that's well organized and well thought out. But when I wrote my books, I have lists of books that are still sitting on the shelf waiting to come out. But when I release them, typically they're timely, and I write them so that they're good for a long, long time, and hundreds of years, literally.
Well, you've been ahead of the curve, Jim. You started talking publicly about water issues 6-8 years ago, maybe longer, and nobody that I'm aware of was talking about issues related to potable water as you were, and now it's become pretty mainstream, hasn't it?
Yeah, except the problem is the people who were also looking at water issues were out there taking over water rights 6 years ago. And
right.
Now they have absconded with them. I was going to mention that climate change is being just hammered down the throat of the scientific community today. And in June, Sally Jewell is her name. She's the head of the Department of Interior, gave the keynote speech at the American Geophysical Union policy meeting in Washington, D.C. And basically, the two issues were climate change and fiscal constraint. Now, what does that tell a scientist? Your money is tight, and this is what you're going to talk about.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you see what I mean? And so she says Obama is on the cutting edge of moving towards dealing with the issue of global climate change. In every scientific publication, paper, you see scientists all over screaming, we're going to have more hurricanes, hot weather, the global climate change is the rule. Well, they're just vying for the money. Because if they don't say it, they don't get money. So they're
right.
Just a bunch of... The science has turned into prostitution.
Right.
And that's the only thing you can... That's the only word you can use. But interestingly enough, her main point was Obama has 17 major points that he wants to address. One of them, selling off water rights offshore for wind generation. Now, many years ago, I put together an analysis, and actually it was more than a decade ago I started presenting this to private industry, showing that the wind generation industry of today is a non-factor. So to put that high on his priority list simply means, number one, that they're funneling money through a bunch of buddies' pockets to make money,
right,
and to put up facilities that will not solve anybody's problem.
Right.
It's so strange to watch these people maneuver and the public following them and the people thinking, oh, he's really for clean energy, when in fact they're promoting something that simply won't work. Those wind generators sit out there idle most of the time.
Jim, what's your thoughts on these devices that make electricity using the ocean going up and going down every 12 hours?
once again, tremendous expense and very little output.
Okay.
I've done an analysis of every major project that's received funding, and none of them. What you see is a great expense, a great amount of time in development, and the end result is they simply don't produce enough energy to make a diddly darn.
If Nikola Tesla could figure out 100 years ago how to draw electricity out of the atmosphere just a couple hundred feet off the ground, why can't we duplicate that?
Well, you can. The problem is there's so much energy stored there. It's in the capacity between Earth's surface and the ionosphere. There is so much energy there, you literally need a city to use that energy. Once it starts coming down the tube and you're collecting it, you have to distribute it. So you need literally, a city's worth of usage to distribute that energy. So it's very much available. The actual result, John, is that wind is the solution. But what they're doing is they have this wind industry that's been developed with the three-blade wind systems developed by NASA that simply don't work. They have a size limitation. They've scaled up from little wind generation that are a couple feet across that are fairly efficient. But when you scale them up, it's like building a big ship based on a little ship model. The big ships have to be very different. So they're trying to use a little scale model of wind generation and make it big, and it doesn't work.
Well, so, you get west of me another couple hundred miles, you still see these windmills with 20 or 24 blades, typically pumping water as they've been doing for more than a century, with it seems like a certain level of efficiency. And turning a water pump could also be turning a generator, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, and even those are extremely inefficient, but they do their job. They're out there in the middle of nowhere, and they pump water. There is a solution for wind. In fact, we were talking about LIST earlier. My next release is dealing with wind, and it's the solution for the energy problem. Here's the problem. All of the investment money, all of the government support money, all of the sales to rights offshore for wind generation have all been pumped down this road of a system that won't work. Look at who's involved. It's Siemens, General Electric. What do? They sell nuclear power plants.
Right.
They're not interested in wind or a wind solution. And if you look at the chart of energy available, if you compare solar, wind, which are the two big alternative energies, and then compare it with like solar, there's various types of solar. Wind wins hands down over all other sources of energy. It's available, it's every place, it blows day and night, and it's the real solution. But like I say, they've funneled all the money into the wrong technology.
Fascinating. Jim, we had a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break.
Seek quite of that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of July. Freeze Dry Guy occasionally runs these sales where he does 30% off case lots of Mountain House freeze-dried food. This sale began the 1st of July, 23 days ago. Typically, they go about a month. I don't know when this one's going to expire. I would take advantage of this ASAP if you want to get in on 30% off. That's a substantial savings, to say the least. You can get all the nutritional facts, the cost per case delivered to your door, the lower 48, at freezedryguy.com. Still has a few long-range patrol rations case lots available. Most of them have been sold up. You may want to check out what's left there, long-range patrol rations as well. And the other things, he's got pre-packed bug-out bags, for example, a great gift for a youngster going off to college so that they can make their way home if they need to. All that at freezedryguy.com. There's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Tell us how people can listen and about your archives, please, sir.
Every Thursday night, John, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, is the radio show, frequency 9.350. And then Friday night, 10 p.m. and Saturday morning, 3 a.m. from WTWW Nashville. All the information for listening, the times, etc., on my webpage, and also all of the archives for all my past shows. Within about a number of hours or half a day after my show airs on Thursday evening, the shows are placed in MP3 format on my webpage. So all the archives are there going back well more than 10 years.
Good, good. That's quite an education to listen to those archives. We have some callers on hold. First, we have Rose. Good morning, Rose. What's your question or comment for Jim?
Mr. Moore and Professor McKinney, we appreciate your information and time. I have three questions, and I want to limit myself to the questions. I'm going to be more pragmatic. When it comes to water filters, what is Professor McKinney's opinion that is, in his opinion, the best filter? And then when it comes to a generator, I got some kind of weird email the other day about a Henderson a generator, and then I was doing some research about that generator, and I don't know, I have mixed feelings about it. And then how can we do EMP protection? You know, can you, I may sound silly, I know some science.
There's nothing
but
silly about EMP, it's a very serious matter.
Yeah.
Jim, you have a comment on water filters?
Well, John, I could promote myself here.
Right, right.
I've spent decades dealing with water filtration. I consider myself an expert on water issues, real water issues, not the ones you read about in the news. But, okay, let's look at water filtration. You have to have something that works in an emergency. That means no tubes, no electricity, does not connect to your water supply under pressure, because you will not have any of that in an emergency. It has to be portable. You have to be able to pick it up on a moment's notice and run with it. That's the one most important thing that you're going to have, either in a bug-out bag, or if you're taking the family, you take the gravity feed water filter off your counter, pour the water out, stick a couple of towels in it, and run out the door with it. It weighs a couple pounds. That's your best friend in an emergency. You should have a filter element that takes out all of the chemicals that come today, and that's a wider range of chemicals. It's not just fluoride today. It's chloramines. There's a lot of lead. Most city water supplies and well water have arsenic. The number of chemicals and pharmaceuticals in water today is staggering. You need a filter that takes those out. And so the majority of filters today are dealing with maybe 5-10-year-old technology. So that's the simple solution. You may want to have storage. You do want to have storage containers that seal with rubber seals so that no air or other water can get in and contaminate your water. You need a way to store water safely and in quantity. If you look at my webpage, I don't want to self-promote here. I know
right.
John sells water filters, but those are some issues. Okay, let me go to the next question. And those are reality. I mean, we're talking about emergency. You need something that works and that is going to take care of you. The water is your number one priority. Okay, the second question was dealing with generators. My advice on generators is to have a propane conversion generator. Get yourself a couple hundred gallon tank minimum, and that's your generator. Then have it hooked to a battery system with inverters. And use it sparingly. Get to use it. Get to know it. That's your best friend for electricity. And then the third question, what was the third one again?
EMP protection.
EMP protection. Don't be hooked up to the grid, anything else. The best solution for your computers, to your electronics, don't have them hooked to anything.
Right.
The biggest problem with an EMP is a pulse coming into your house from outside. And there's nothing that can be done to stop it. The only way you're going to stop it is just don't be connected.
Right. And that includes antennas, of course. Antennas, coax coming into the radio, and being connected to the power grid is the two ways that your equipment will be damaged primarily.
Right, exactly. So, and those can trigger a lightning, other forms of atmospheric electricity. So just don't be connected to anything.
Yeah, you should see me, Jim, running between three or four different buildings here when there was a thunderstorm coming and unplugging everything. I've had a lot of lightning damage, and it is just, it's not fun to deal with, and it is expensive to deal with.
Well, you don't know what's damaged. That's the problem. I mean, you might have two-thirds of your stuff damaged. How are you going to figure out what's damaged and what you have to replace?
That's right. So. Rose, thank you for the call. Now we have Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jim, George Riley had a little blurb on a couple weeks ago about a guy from Minnesota up there a little bit. I think he's a little bit west of the St. Paul area. His name's Nyquist, and he has a wind generator company for looks like homeowners. And the type he had was... you know, when you take a barrel, cut it in half, and then you stagger it, that type.
Right, sure. I've seen those, yes.
And then, but this was, you know, deep, and he was being fined. He actually sells these to people. And the municipality he lived in was being, was fining him for having his up. It's really unobtrusive. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I do. They're fining because he's over his height limit at the residential area. And he's saying that he has a right to put up his own wind energy, and that's what it's about. It's about the height restriction. You know, here's the situation with wind generation. John was mentioning these windmills that are out in the country pumping water, have been for hundreds of years, literally the same design. Here's the issue with any type of design that's on the market today. They don't scale up. You can generate some energy with wind on a small scale. And any kind of design basically on a small scale is relatively efficient because things that are small can spin fast. Try and make that 300 meters. Now you've got some giant thing trying to spin at 3,600 RPM. Excuse me. It ain't going to happen. So anyway, like I say, I'm dealing with this on my own way and have been researching this, have been researching it for a long time, and I'll explain more when I do a public release of information on this. But, that guy's been in the news for, and it's an issue over height restriction. They're afraid it's going to blow over and hurt somebody or, you know, when it's simply that it's a zoning issue.
I've noticed that, you know, these wind turbines that you put on your house to help get the hot air out of your attic, and I've noticed that these blower, these type of fans that are on blower motors, how easily they turn. Is it possible to take?
Why Jerry, those roof turbines, they work on wind power. There's no motor making them go.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about, you know, the type of fans that are typically in water coolers, that is it possible to take one of those and make it, use it for a wind generator?
You have to hold that thought, and we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com.
Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of July. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, books that the copyright has expired on that you can download, print out, and read at your leisure. You'll also find the energy cleaner for sale. I use mine every night. You know, if you've never got down on your hands and knees on concrete, doing concrete work or painting, well, you're in for a treat. I've been doing that a lot the last month. I go to bed with some aches and pains. Of course I do. It doesn't matter whether you're 20 years old or 70 years old. If you're on concrete for very long, you're going to have some aches and pains. I wake up pain-free with more physical energy and more mental energy since I use my energy cleaner every night. You can also. All the details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to order your energy cleaner for $285, shipping included. Here's the order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Sherry was in the middle of asking her question before the break. Sherry, summarize your question real quick, and then we'll have Jim's response.
Well, the type of fan that's on a like a blower motor or a water cooler, if one were to mount that to catch the wind and put the proper gearing and stuff on it to a generator, would is that a
there again?
What I'm going to suggest, wait until this is coming out very soon. Just watch for my next release.
Okay.
And I think that'll answer your question.
Okay, real
thanks.
Good.
Bye.
Thank you for the call, Sherry. Next we go to Brian in Maine. Brian, how you doing? Hello, Brian.
Hello. Jim was talking about the short-term benefit of propane generators, and certainly that is a very good strategy. After an EMP, propane itself will become unavailable, but there is a long-term, potentially even permanent, benefit of propane generators, and that is you can use them to burn wood gas coming out of a wood gasifier. So if you do have a wood gasifier and wood, and you're willing to go through the procedure of preparing the wood, you can have power for pretty much the duration.
Definitely. Right. That's good.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there's many other solutions. In fact, I would supplement that with solar panels, a small wind generator, or something else. Yes. There's other solutions, producing alcohol. There are other solutions.
Yes. Those other solutions are very good for consistent, regular power, but one of the benefits of running a propane generator with wood gas is you can run an 8,000, 9,000 watt generator to do welding and do other things that you need to do using wood gas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you very much. Okay.
The other issue, John, with electricity is I had a friend that he said all his emergency things do not require electricity. So he had, like, say, in the kitchen, if it was to grind grain, it was a hand. Anything that would be done by hand.
Well, and the Amish have proven for a long time that you can have a very fun, full, productive, healthy life without electricity on one hand. On the other, you can't make a radio work without electricity, sir.
Correct. Yeah, and that's exactly right. So you have batteries stored up. Usually the double A's and the triple A's are the ones most commonly used for radio.
Well, once you want are low self discharge, nickel metal. I'm confusing my batteries. Low self discharge batteries is what you want.
Yeah. Or put them in the refrigerator. The other thing is you take if you can't afford really expensive ones, take the good ones that you can buy and put them in the refrigerator, keep them cool, and that reduces their discharge rate.
Well, that does. But the advantage of the high quality, and they are more expensive, low self-discharge batteries is they can be recharged to full capacity 1,000 times.
Yeah, so you're talking about rechargeable batteries.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Nickel metal hydride, that's what I was brain blocking on a moment ago. Nickel metal hydride, low self-discharge batteries. They do cost more on one hand. On the other, it's the best technology I'm aware of for rechargeable batteries as opposed to the old NiCads that we had back in the 70s and 80s that develop a memory and don't last that long.
Yeah. The other thing, John, about, and this is what I encourage people to do, live at many levels, but know your emergency equipment, use it regularly, because that's the only way you're going to be familiar. In fact, what I found, I'm completely off of everything now. I don't go to the grocery store, nothing. And I live a much healthier lifestyle than the people I know that are still strapped to going to the grocery store, going to a 40-hour-a-week job. The more you're involved in that, the worse your health is going to be, the worse your lifestyle is going to be, and the less happy you're going to be.
I could not agree more. I want to go back to water filters just a little bit here. I look at water filters from two points of view. One would be for a base camp where you could certainly have and make very good use of a large gravity feed water filter. And the other would be if you're out in the bush with everything you have on your back. In that case, I recommend the Katahdin. That's made in Europe. That's Kilo Alpha, Tango Alpha, Delta, Yankee November, Katahdin Hiker. It's a about the size of two packs of cigarettes, and it will filter hundreds and hundreds of gallons of water. Very compact. It's mil-spec. This is what the special forces use when they're out in the bush. Your typical sporting goods, a small filter will filter about 50 gallons before the filter needs to be replaced. With a Katahdin Hiker microfilter, will filter hundreds and hundreds of gallons with the original filter.
The other thing you need is something to store the water in. So be observant of that. What are you going to put water in once you filter it? So that you can carry small amounts with you. And that's the daily supply is what you need. The other thing I do, John, is I carry simply a water filter element with me when I travel. And that means that I can get a container anywhere. Usually you can find a container no matter where you are.
Right.
You could make a water filter and just drill a hole in the container, put the water filter in, and just by carrying that water filter, you have some assurance that you can get clean water from any place.
Well, I know that you travel to places where the water, public water supplies, is not reliable and quite questionable, and that's how you do it, and you don't get sick, do you?
No, I don't. And I always have my water filter, and depending on the number of people with me, I carry a larger one, or I have the portable ones, etc. But yeah, you better have your own source of clean water. That's the number one, numero uno, what language you speak. That's the number one thing you need.
Absolutely. There is no substitute, and it's basically, after air, clean water is the next highest priority, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I have an expression, John, that says that just breathing seems to take up all of my time. And you can...
any idea what your topic's going to be in your radio show tomorrow evening, sir?
I am actually going to make a little apology. I have not been diligent in using science to better the lives of people. And so that's something I'm going to move into is... to promote my science, of course, but show how that it'll improve people's lives and the various things that we're going to do. And so I'm not going to talk about doing things. I'm going to do things.
Okay.
So that's a new mode of operation, which I have to do for the benefit of the people who really are interested in improving their lives.
And
John, we can't solve the world's problems. It is absolutely bonkers nuts out there.
No.
But you can take yourself out of this mess and live a decent life.
Absolutely. Jim, we're pretty much out of time. I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, sir.
Absolutely, John.
Okay. Professor James McCann, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. At the Preparedness Expo in Springfield, August 16th and 17th, I will be there. There will be a pickup truck that runs on wood gas. If you haven't seen one of these in person, this will be your opportunity. The details are posted at my website, thelibertyman.com. Be back an hour from now with Tim Spencer on Blog Talk Radio. You go to my website, thelibertyman.com. There's a listen live link for Blog Talk there at the top right hand corner. So, let's see. I hear the effects, I hear the music any moment. And there it is. Be sure and get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. Look forward to talking to you many in an hour, and God bless America. With